a second. So this week I had somebody come to me or reach out to me over the phone and say, hey, I really enjoyed your sermon last week. And the first thing I thought was it had to be second service. And they actually said it was the first service. So apparently that sermon was good too. I mean, it was used by God. But the point of it is we always look at the highlight and we think that that's where God's moving. But God works in everything when we're obedient. He works in all of it. Even the things that don't look like they're this big, crazy, awesome thing. He still works in people who are just consistently showing up through obedience. Y'all, that'll preach. I mean, that's a whole other sermon, right? But just keep showing up. But here's what I want us to know is today, throughout this week, the Lord has been revealing to me that we as a congregation have many who have just been hitting a wall. They just keep hitting the wall, keep hitting the wall, keep hitting the wall. And you're desiring a breakthrough. Amen. We just saw one. It may not mean a whole lot to everybody out there, but it means a ton to me, and I know it does to you. To just have, because he's been struggling with his voice. He's been struggling with the fears of, and then you just watch as you use the gift that God gives you, and look what happens to, I mean, look what happened to everybody else in the room that got to be a part of a breakthrough. Amen? A breakthrough. The point is this. God desires to break through in your life. You keep hitting that brick wall, and you keep hitting that brick wall, and you keep hitting that brick wall. You just keep going back. And Scripture tells us that He literally is the God of breakthroughs. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17, it says, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king, do you realize that some of our biggest battles come when we're called out? Listen, if y'all don't respond to me, Wes does, so I just preach to him all day. We have a good conversation going over here. But do you realize that the biggest battles oftentimes come when we're called? We're called out, and then the enemy comes. Why? Because he knows that he doesn't want you to fulfill that calling. Most of the time, he doesn't even know what it looks like or where it's going. He just knows he doesn't like that someone's been anointed and that someone has been called. So opposition arises, and it says, but David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come, spread out in the valley of Rephaim, and David did this. He inquired of the Lord. Our first step, Matthew, should always be to inquire of God. Our first step. You say, well, you say that all the time. I'm going to keep saying it because it's the first step. When enemy comes, when opposition comes, our first step is not to call your friend and get them on your side. It's not to go on Facebook and explain why you're right. Oh, see, now I messed with you, right? No, what do? We inquire of the Lord. Step one, inquire of the Lord. And it says, shall I go up against the Philistines? He's basically saying, God, what do you want me to do? Will you give them into my hand? And the Lord said to them, go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand. David came to Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, now I want y'all to listen to this. So y'all may not hear anything else I'm saying, but I want you to focus in on this statement right here. The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breaking flood. Anybody want some of that? Yeah. 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 We need some of that, don't we? He said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breaking flood. Therefore, the name of that place is called Baal-perazim, which literally means the God of breakthroughs. The God of breakthroughs. And the Philistines left their idols there, and David and his men carried them. I want to give you a couple of things real quick, and then I want us to do this. I want us to take some time to cry out to God for breakthroughs. Some of you are going to be tempted to get up and leave. Why? Because you're getting stirred. If you feel tempted to get up and leave, walk this direction to the altar and not that direction to the doors. I'm telling you, because the enemy does everything he can to keep us from spending time at the feet of Jesus. I'm going to share this story. I was bitten by a shoplifter. I have, many of y'all have heard this story before, but I worked at Red Food Grocery Store in Columbia, Tennessee. Any of y'all remember Red Food Grocery Store? We wore red bow ties and button-up white shirts. And at one point, we shifted to the long ties that were clip-ons, but they were red ties. And this shoplifter had been caught. She had her purse full of stuff that she had stolen. And she was standing in the back stock room, walking back and forth. And this was before they had cell phones, if you can imagine. It was that long ago, yeah. So our manager said to me and another young lady, said, I want y'all to stand here and watch her while I go and call the police, because see, they had to walk to the phone. So he goes and walks to the phone to call the police. And as he does that, it's just two teenage kids, which I was probably, I think, 18 or 19 at the time. And yes, Reggie, who's the principal at Riverside Elementary, was one of my assistant managers there. So he knows this story really, really well. She's walking back and forth, and she's prowling like a caged animal. I just want you to have a good visual, okay? Prowling like a caged animal, and she's looking for a way out. She found it. She saw the emergency exit. She bolted, and the alarm went off. And I said to myself, oh, no, she didn't. I did. I was like, not on my watch. Now, I want you to understand, currently I weigh about 160 pounds. I weighed about 130 pounds when this occurred. So that was 30 pounds lighter, if you can even imagine that, right? Skin and bones. She takes off out the back. Now, so you need to know for the story, you need to know some of the details. She was about this tall and about this wide. Do you see what I'm saying? Listen, don't give me a hard time. I'm just telling you the facts, okay? She was about as wide as she was tall, all right? So she takes off running out the back. Y'all are judging me right now. It's a story. It's the facts. Go with it, people. All right, she goes running out the door, and it's pitch black outside. So the only light is from, you know, the door opening. So we got this light beaming in on us. I go to run after her. She turns around and starts swinging her purse at me. Now, I'm pretty agile. I mean, I'm bobbing and weaving. You know, it's pretty good reflexes at a young age. And then she throws the purse at me. I duck. It flies over. I found out later if she'd hit me with it, she'd have knocked me out cold. All of the stuff that she had stuffed in that purse probably weighed 20 pounds, right? So she's swinging that thing. She throws it, ducks, and this is my opportunity. She turns around. I grab her. I have to give the visuals, so go with me on this, all right? So I grab her. She's dragging me along like this. And then she tries to bite my hand like she's trying to bite. So I started doing what everybody would do who's trying to show some love to the world. I started giving her love taps in the face. Just, you know, I love you, I love you, I love you, that kind of thing. You know, just showing some love. Well, I freed up this hand, and now that gives her freedom to turn around. She turns around and she plants her teeth in my chest. And I don't mean like she didn't nibble me. The girl bit me, and I mean bit a plug out of me. So at this point, by the way, I wasn't a believer at the time, so I probably called her a few words that were not of God. And so I push her back, and when I did, my shirt stays buttoned and rips. She literally ripped my shirt open and took some flesh with her. That's how bad it was. At this point, I'm mad. I'm mad. I mean, I'm 130 pounds of, you know, wrath. Captain America, I love it. Yeah. Yeah, before he went into the tube. Yeah, perfect. I push her down. She hits the ground. I'm like, what just happened, right? So at this point, I think, I've got to have her check for rabies. She's going in. I don't care what happens, she's going back with me. So I reach down, I grab her shirt. I'm going to tell this part. Can I tell this part? It happened. It's the facts. There's young children in the room. Okay. I won't tell all the details. I grab her shirt. She turns around and comes out of it and goes running down through there. I can't give you the rest. My wife won't let me tell you. She did have on a brassiere. Can we go that far? Yes, praise God for that, all right? She goes running off. So at this point, I'm going, now it's gotten really awkward, but you're going to jail. The good thing was this. She probably smoked about 2 packs a day. It's only a good thing for this story. If you do that, it's not a good thing. But she runs halfway up a hill and gets winded before we get to the top. And I still had adrenaline pumping in me. So I was able to grab her by the wrist and to drag her back. And on the way back, she had the nerve to ask me, why didn't you just let me leave? You bit me. How am I going to let you go when you bit me? You say, what does this story have to do with breakthroughs? That's a great question. No, here it is. It's the intensity of it. Do you know that we should have that kind of intensity to go after breakthroughs? We should have that kind of intensity to say, oh no, not today, devil. We should have that kind of intensity to say, you're not going to win this battle. And you can fight back all of you want, all that you want. You can scratch at me, you can bite at me, but guess what? I'm going to keep fighting for my breakthrough. That's the kind of desire that each and every one of us should have. And do you know that Jesus is not just some weak and feeble and frail name? Jesus, that name is above every other name. Do you know that breakthroughs come just when his name is spoken? That's why the enemy's doing everything he can to silence us from saying the name of Jesus now. What's his name?
Jesus.
Oh, you're afraid to say it? No, some of you aren't. What's his name?
Jesus.
Do you want breakthroughs?
Yes.
You know how you get breakthroughs? In the name of Jesus. That's how you get breakthroughs. You come into him. You say, well, what's the solution to my problem? His name's Jesus. You say, how do I fix my marriage? His name's Jesus. You say, how do I work on this child or this child or this child? In the name of Jesus. That's where victory comes. You go, well, I don't know how to handle this and I don't know what to do with this. Jesus. The solution is always in him. Always. I mean, when he was walking this planet, people were going for miles. Why? They were traveling for miles just to get to Jesus. Why? Because he is the answer. He is the solution. We don't just say Jesus changes everything. We believe that Jesus changes everything. We know that Jesus changes everything. And we know that the enemy's doing everything he can to keep us away from Christ and to keep your families from Christ, your workplaces from being Christ-centered. 4 real quick things I want to share with you. 4 practical ways to get to Jesus. Let's start with you personally. You personally go after him. We talk about praying for breakthroughs in other people's lives. That's great, but let's start with you. Let's start with me. Let's be like the woman who had the issue of blood that said, you know what? Nobody's going to keep me. Do you see the crowd? I don't want to push through this crowd. I'm unclean. I can't handle this. He goes, oh, hold on. Hang on a second. She says, I'm going to get to Jesus. I don't care if anybody else is in my way. I'm going to press in. I'm going to get him to him no matter what anybody else says or what anybody else thinks. Why? Because Jesus is the solution. Jesus is the answer. And every one of us, if we really want a breakthrough in our life, then we got to press into him. Why? Because he's the master of breakthroughs. If you look at that passage, it talks about, in 2 Samuel, it talks about how he talks about literally how he's controlling water. If you think about how God pushed back the sea, and didn't just push back the sea, but he literally dried up the land for them to walk through. This is the God of breakthroughs. You realize we can't even fix a roof to keep it from leaking, Jim, because water has this crazy power to get through whatever you put in the way. Have you ever noticed that? But he's saying, but the God that we're dealing with can even push back water and contain it. That's the kind of breakthroughs that we can have in our life, where nothing is seeping in. Complete, total control of the situation. Do you want breakthroughs? Then you go after the hem of his garment. You press in hard. Another one would be, I don't have it written down, so go ahead and go to the next one. Thank you. Lead others to him, meaning we go to them and say, hey, would you go to church with me? Would you go to connect group with me? Would you go to worship with me? We take and we lead them to Jesus. Andrew was one of the apostles that we hardly ever hear about, but he was always bringing people to Jesus. In John chapter 1, he brings his own brother to Jesus. John chapter 6, he brings the little boy with the two fish and the five loaves to Jesus. And in John chapter 12, he brings the Greeks, even his enemies. Hello? Even the outcast, even the enemies. Because before the Romans ruled, guess who ruled? The Greeks did. They ruled over the Jewish nation. And he said, even they need Jesus. So you lead others to Jesus, and then sometimes you got to carry them. Not too long ago, one of our church members came up and said, yeah, I went to my brother and said, I'll see you at church, or I'll come pick you up. But either way, you're going to be in church on Sunday. Yeah, I'm telling your story. Sometimes we just have to carry people to Jesus. Sometimes we have to get them into the presence of Christ. And when all of that doesn't work, sometimes we just need to bring Jesus to them. Y'all, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I am not ashamed to go to my friends and to say, hey, I need you to call my son. You don't know why? Because he needs a little Jesus. I'm not afraid to reach out to you and to say, hey, would you write a note to my son? You don't know why? Because he needs Jesus. I'm not afraid of that. And I, you know what? We don't need to be afraid of taking Jesus into the schools. Why? Because they need Jesus too. And sometimes we just have to take Jesus to them when we can't bring them to him. Sometimes we just got to make that phone call and say, you know, I was thinking about you, praying for you, and I know that you need a breakthrough. We got to carry them to Christ, or we've got to bring Christ to them. But listen, here's where the solution comes: when Jesus meets the problem. That's when we're going to start finding answers. When Jesus comes into the situation. Pastor Eric, I've been praying for this thing for 20 years. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, we're in a season where we're seeing breakthroughs. And I'm believing it for those 20 years, that you're going to see a breakthrough today. I'm believing it. Can't be afraid to press in. To go after him, to pursue him. Because that's what, listen, I'm telling you, I know what it's like to keep hitting a wall. But can I tell you, I also know what it feels like to have a breakthrough. I truly believe that some of you are going to receive those breakthroughs today. But you're going to have to go after Jesus. You're going to spend some time at the feet of Jesus. Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to have an altar call. It's a breakthrough altar call. Just go after it. What's the first step? To inquire of God. Amen. Let me ask you this. Do you think that God wants you to have victory in your life? Do you really think that God desires for you to have victory in your life? He wants us to live the victorious life, right? He wants us to be set free. Go after it. Because Scripture says that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. He says that in Him we are more than conquerors. Woo! That makes me a little excited. You know what happens when I think of that? I think of that 19-year-old boy chasing after a shoplifter. And I go, that was pathetic. But Jesus, now that's powerful. That's what I think about. Because when we try to do it in and of ourselves, it's pathetic. But when we will come up and just fall at the feet of Jesus and say, you are the master of breakthroughs, then the atmosphere changes. Would you stand with me?